Glory to God. Thank God again. Again, welcome you. Welcome. And you know what? We had to welcome the Holy Spirit. We had to welcome God first. We had to give God the praise. Amen. And with the time I have left, praise the Lord, I'm excited. But I want to talk to you. This is something, a subject that it just dropped in my spirit maybe a few days ago as I began to see God and say, Lord, what will you have me to share? And the Lord brought something back to my remembrance. He says, tell the people, including myself here, that we need to stay focused. Yes, stay focused. While there are so many distractions that we are faced with day after day, and my God, it's so much, even looking at the news and just looking how that cargo ship just sailed right into the bridge, and then they're talking about that there's possibly six people that won't be even hardly found. They find them, they won't be living. But yet and still, we pray that God help, and pray for God's strength, pray for God to keep the families. Amen. So you know, we're distracted by different things, sicknesses and disease, and you know, lack of sufficient finances, and we see that the economy, certain things, prices go up and up, and sometimes it just seems like that there's no break in that. And there are still people fighting for equality, and then we've got world politics and so much going on. But yet, the Spirit of the Lord said, remind the people that we need to stay focused, meaning keep our minds stayed on Him. The Bible says that in 1 Peter 1 and 13, it says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, that's the back part of your mind, and be sober. And hope till the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Stay focused. Stay sober. Another part of Scripture, stay vigilant. Stay with your sound mind. Now, this part of stay focused, the Lord brought something to me just before I came on this line. He dropped that in my spirit. Yes, we want to stay focused spiritually. Of course we do. But also, God reminded us we need to focus on the physical part of ourselves, meaning our body. Understand the body is the vehicle for the soul and the spirit. Even in the Scripture says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. It says it just like that. He says, don't you know, or know ye not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? And if we would defile the body, the Bible says that the Lord would destroy it. We don't want God to destroy it. So therefore, we need to be focused, be mindful of this body. Amen. Praise God. And the Scripture tells us in Romans to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. It's the least we can do. And he says, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is a good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Glory to God. I want to focus tonight talking about the body. As we are sober, as we are vigilant, as we have the mind of Christ, amen. That's what the word says. Let this same mind, in other words, the same attitude and the same purpose like Jesus had, let it be in you, the same mind that was also in Christ Jesus. So therefore, we have to prepare your mind, prepare our mind for action or battle. How do we do that? We prepare our mind by using the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God that we have to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Bible says, put on the whole armor. But right now, we're talking about a part, a piece of the armor, which is a powerful piece, which is the sword of the Spirit. Listen, the enemy, he comes at us so many different ways, but when you got the sword of the Spirit, or you got that word hidden on the inside, the enemy is defeated every time. Amen. Listen, when Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights, and he was hungry, he hadn't eaten. See, the enemy will come when you're down, and when sometimes when you're oppressed and depressed or whatever. But yet and still, he had to use, Jesus used the word of God. He spoke life, and the enemy doesn't like the word. He is defeated every time. So in other words, keep the sword. Keep your sword with you. Read that word, and then hide the word, like David said, hide the word in your heart, that he might not sin, you might not sin against him. Praise God. See, the word is quick. The word of God is powerful, and the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. But stay focused. Focus, even keeping our mind stayed on him. He will keep us in perfect peace. Certainly, you know, you want to build yourself up in the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Spirit. Certainly, you want to have the mind of Christ, that you will be walking in the light as he's in the light. Certainly, you want to keep fellowship with the Lord, and you want to have, when all of this is going on, even spiritually, the Bible tells us that, he says, listen, I would that you prosper, even like your soul is prospering. He says, I would that you prosper and be in health, good health, he says, just like your soul. So what are you saying, Lady B? I am saying that we have to keep being mindful of this body. See, God can't use us if we're broke down and can't even hardly know what in is up or down. My God, we have to fashion ourselves as it relates to the Word of God, and we have to keep this temple of God. We have to keep it undefiled as much as we can do. Amen, somebody. So what are you saying? What I am saying, I'm going to pick one piece here. Watch what we eat. And I am saying something to you that the Lord spoke to. He actually spoke to Pastor and myself no longer than this past Saturday. And it was on a subject talking about people who have high blood pressure, people have sugar, and people that are overweight. The things that we take and we do to ourselves that are detrimental to ourselves, so that we can't give God our best. We can't serve him the way we need to serve him. He can't use us the way he needs to use us, because our bodies aren't that living sacrifice. We haven't made the sacrifices in life to get this body in shape. But listen, don't despair. Don't be discouraged, because we all are fighting in this fight. We are fighting the good fight of faith. Listen, we got to keep our minds sober. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen? Praise God. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about just even sugar alone. Listen, everybody loves cakes and pies and rolls. I mean, hey, I can tell you myself, I love bread and butter and all of that good stuff and pastas and all the rich carbs and all of that. But let me tell you, the sober, steadfast mind, the focused mind on Christ, has us to be mindful of what we are doing and the effects that it has on our body. See, the Lord made us. He made us in his image and after his likeness. Let me just tell you just a few things. If we take in too much sugar, it makes the blood become fat. sick. It can also give you the risk of blood clotting and so forth. It also can you know, sugar is very addictive. It is addictive. And you know, why do you think that the commercials and the people push the products once they know that you keep drinking these things, keep drinking these sodas, which sodas has I can't remember how many teaspoons of sugar. And sugar, more sugar you get, the more sugar you want. The sugar will has a way of raising you up, and you're on a high. Then in a few hours later, then it drops you. Then you got to have more sugar to pick yourself up again. God doesn't want us to be on that kind of roller coaster. Amen. Amen, somebody. I am speaking to myself as well. It just seemed like I knew these things, but the Lord had a time. He had a purpose. And he had a time when he allowed the light bulb to come on. It said, bing, look at what we're doing. Look how we are treating the temple of the Holy Spirit. See, with all of that addiction, with not only that, you know, too much sugar, it impacts your immune system. So you can't fight off the diseases and different things that are free radicals that are circulating in the air. We can't fight them off. You can't, with too much sugar, you're subject to having a fatty liver disease. My God, even a gut dysfunction. I'm only naming a few things. Not only that, one of the first things with people who when they've been diagnosed with cancer, one of the first things the doctors will put them on, Ensure. Well, Ensure is loaded with sugar. A lot of times the regular medical doctors don't tell you these things because they want you to keep coming back to them. But if they tell you the things that are working against your body, you will find out how to preserve this body. Come on, I'm talking about stay focused. Realize what is happening even in the physical, even in the natural body. And one of the things I also learned that sugar, see, cancer feeds off of sugar. My God, so if you're drinking all this stuff and taking in all these things, how can we get well? But there is a way. Hallelujah. God has a way. Oh, yes, he does. You know, and one of the things that really bothered me, it talked about the effects that sugar has on your brain. You can't even think the way you should think after you've had so many years of sugar and carbs and rich foods and all. Oh, yeah, we are exactly what we eat. Come on now. Listen, you might say, well, what does this have to do with a prayer call? Oh, yes, we're talking about living. We're talking about have life. See, Jesus came that you and I may have life and have life more abundantly. How can we have abundant life when we're tearing down the very vehicle that carries our spirit, that carries our soul? We don't have to die prematurely. If we just wake up and apply the things that we learn, the things that God has already given us. He's given us from the beginning in Genesis. I've given you this herb. He's given us the seed bearing trees. He's given us, as the scripture says, things that are good and bring life to our body. See, and it says that too much sugar, it eventually, over a period of time, it affects the brain. And some people end up in dementia. Some even end up in Alzheimer's disease. Listen, I can't keep talking about this right now, but we have got to learn to take better care of ourselves. That's just one. I never got to the part about when it talks about high blood pressure. And the effect that has. I can't go into a lot of details with that, but I will tell you a couple high bullet points. Blood pressure is nothing to play with. High blood pressure or low blood pressure, whether it is sugar or whatever, diabetes. Let me tell you, we can help ourselves if we learn the things to do. My God, we want to understand that high blood pressure is more than affects and gives your headache or maybe your heart. High blood pressure affects your entire body. Understand, we are one body Everything is connected. It's not this part is disconnected, that part is not disconnected. We're all connected. So the blood is, if you continue to take a lot of salt, high salt intake, next thing you know, that it does affect your whole body. It affects your liver. It affects your kidneys. If you think about it in the layman terms like this, if you take a balloon and you keep giving it pressure and you blow it up and you blow it up, after a while, it's going to reach kind of like a bursting point and it's going to explode. The same thing with you and I, with our bodies. When that blood pressure gets to a point when it's overwhelmed, next thing it releases itself even in a stroke. It releases itself in a heart attack. We can live. Jesus came that you and I may have life and have life more abundantly. Hopefully one day in the future, the near future, that we can have a time and say, listen, I want to learn more about this. I want to live. I want to do all that God expects me to do. He expects us to learn and to how to preserve ourselves. Listen, we're not our own. We are bought with a price. We belong to Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's not by chance. It's not by habitat that you have dialed in on this prayer call tonight. We're talking life, plenty of life. Jesus wants us to have life. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in health. He wants to be prosperous. He wants us to have the victory in Jesus. He wants us to flourish. He wants us to flourish mentally, physically, financially. Praise God. He said he would cause us, we're Abraham's seed. He would cause us to lend and not have to borrow. He would cause us to be up, and we don't have to be down. We don't have to be the tail. We can be the head. Amen, somebody. My time is rapidly running out. But let me just give you just a couple of things again. If we just want to think on the good things. Think on these things. The Bible says in Philippians 4:8, listen, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true and whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any truth in it, if there be any rejoicing, listen, just think on these things that'll bring you closer to God, these things that bring you in line with His will. And that's what we have to do. We have to bring and focus ourselves in on the perfect will of God. Amen. Isaiah 26:3 said, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord. Listen, God, I didn't tell you all this to make you fearful. I told you so you can know. The Word of God says know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But it's not enough to know it. We have to apply the Word. Just like reading the Scriptures, we have to apply the Word. We have to, as He said, think on these things. Listen, we are what we eat. We are what we consume. We want to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Yes, that's spiritually. But we can be stronger even in this body. It's never too late to start. My God. And I thank the Lord for how He has given me the insight on this. Listen, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. Listen, the Word says, but He's given us power, and He's given us love and a sound mind. May I encourage you, as I get ready to hang up this phone, listen, build yourself up on your most holy faith. Yes, pray in the Holy Ghost. Fight the good fight of faith. Oh, yeah, it is a fight. When it comes out, there's a decision. You and I got to make a decision every day. Now, do I eat this? Do I eat this, or do I just eat it and just say, well, it's all right. I've been doing this for years. Come on now. As God please, ask yourself, my Lord, help us, Jesus. There's a fight there. Yes, it's decisions of fight, because the mind says, yes, I want that. The body says, yes, I want that. Praise God. But is it good for us? Praise God. Keep your eyes on the prize, and that prize is Jesus Christ. Jesus, remember, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God said, I am the Lord, your Lord thy God. I don't change. He's the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. So absolutely, use good common sense and wisdom. And then when you've done all you can do, when we've done all we can do, guess what? God will do the rest. Oh, yes, he will. We're not talking against the doctors. We need those doctors. It's God's wisdom that he's given the doctors and wisdom what to do to help us. But there's a lot that we can do ourselves. Yes, I'm talking to all ages, young and the old. Praise God. So never let your guard down. But watch as well as pray. He told us that. He said, and listen, God will give us the grace that it takes to do whatever it is that we have to do to keep the victory, to whatever circumstances or oppositions or disappointments that we are faced with. Understand that the peace of God that passes all understanding, it will keep your hearts and mind in Jesus. Stay focused. Yes, stay focused. Stay focused spiritually, physically, mentally, all of it. Stay focused on what? On the Word of God, on the blood of Jesus, on the promises of God. There are loads of promises in that Word. Hallelujah. Then align yourself with the will of God and receive the promises. It's all by faith. What does faith do? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. Begin to reaffirm and affirm yourself. You could stand in the mirror and in the morning time, whatever. Start organizing your mornings, you know, and start just kind of setting a pattern for yourself for the day. Look at yourself in the mirror. It says, I am the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave himself for me. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Hallelujah. You can say, for those that are there, that still we need healing constantly. We need the healing of the Lord. We can say, Jesus, put him in remembrance of his words. He says, you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquities. And the chastisement of my peace, it was upon you. And Jesus, I remind you that by your stripes, I am healed. Amen. You begin to decree and declare that God is your source. He is our source for whatever we need. So therefore, that means if God is your source, that all our needs are supplied by his riches in glory, by Christ Jesus. Amen? Well, praise God. I've had a wonderful time tonight. You might say, what has gotten into Lady B? But let me tell you what. Guess what? Wisdom, knowledge, it's the light of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to another level. We're going to a different level. We're going to a higher level in Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And he wants us to learn and grasp information and grow in God. He gives us the grace to do all that we need to do. Amen. So God bless you. I love you all. And we you know, one day we will have an opportunity. We can have a session. And let's talk. We can talk about it. We can bring in the experts and talk about this and help us to grow closer to the Lord and to be stronger, to be really well soldiers. He can use well soldiers in his army. We're all soldiers, and we want to be effective witnesses in Jesus' name. So I love you. I want to say, hopefully we see many of you for Easter. Some of we may not, because we know that some of you are traveling and going on vacation. But we'll say happy Easter to you and your family. But we are looking forward on that Resurrection Sunday to come in the church 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 a.m. with church services will be at Petersville Baptist Church. Hallelujah. You want to come in with a table is spread, and the Feast of the Lord is going on. Hallelujah. So come looking for Jesus. Come looking to be blessed. Come looking to bless him. And with our hands lifted up and the praises of God that are in our heart. And that, with that said, I love you and I thank God for your time and your attention. Thank you for being on this Dream Team prayer line tonight. We love you. Pastor loves you. Keep us in your prayers. We will pray one for the other. God bless you. Amen. Good night.